What's going on, everyone? Caleb here.
Why do you do this shit to me? You're an ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Every fucking week. Every week. There is a 5-second countdown before we go live, and it gets to 3 seconds, and I'm sitting here going, what's this prick going to say to me this week? Thank you, Caleb.
Great quote. It is. It's the result of hard work, preparation. That's, you know, it's terrible, eh? It's terrible.
Yes, you're wrong. I don't even. I do remember how that topic came up. That was fucked up. But we were talking about peanut butter. It's probably gone where you thought it went, but Caleb doesn't like peanut butter. Who the fuck doesn't like peanut butter? No. I love peanut butter. It's amazing.
And it's fucking disgusting.
Both sides of the fence. Not sitting on the fence though, because don't want to catch my nuts. That'd be horrible. So it's good to choose a side to be on.
Oh my goodness. You're a shocker.
Yeah, I'm pretty on it today.
Well, I guess we'll take this little quick time to just thank each and every one of you for listening. Absolutely means the world, listening or watching. It really does mean the world to us. So thank you. And so I've completely lost my train of thought. Why do you just listen to this? Maybe put that in the comments.
Time to be selfish. I know you thought that was going somewhere else, but
I could just hear the fucking Pornhub intro music in my head.
You know, I play that at least once every band practice on the drums. I have to. I'm just that type of person. But it's fine. And I talked about my grime with Maccas the other day, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Every fucking time. Now, for people listening, I don't get fast food a lot. I don't really like it. But sometimes, you know, I understand. You're tired. You don't have anything at home. Whatever. Who cares? So I'll go and I'll get Maccas. That's sort of something that I'll get because it's cheap. It's like average. It's crap. But you know what you're going to get. Like,
it's
the
Caleb of takeaway. It's just cheap and nasty.
It's just cheap and nasty. That's exactly right. Anyway, so I don't go that often, but every single fucking time I go, all I want from there is a chocolate shake. Every time. They're the bomb. They go off for me. I really like them. But every time I fucking go, no, sorry, we can't do chocolate shakes. Would you like, and this is the part that kills me, this is the part that I hate the most, would you like a chocolate frappe instead? No, I wouldn't like a fucking chocolate fucking frappe. It's not the same. I don't want cream on top of fucking ice and milky water mixed together with shitty chocolate syrup. You know what I mean? Fair. Anyway. I guess they have to ask that, but. Yeah, anyway, shits me. That's a great song. Let's
sing that song.
Nirvana.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
I'm gonna add, just in spite of you, to our podcast playlist, I am adding Something in the Way by Nirvana, Something in the Way by Seether, and I'm adding All Apologies. Just in spite of you, I am adding all three of those songs to the playlist this week. Hospitality will say the same thing so they can take more fucking breaks. Because you'd need them. Mm. Be selfish.
You should be selfish. Start smoking.
So last week we were talking about addictions. And then we get to the break, and I go, oh, thank fuck, I really did a nicotine hit.
I forgot about that.
I might clip it. I don't know. Anyway, we're talking earlier today. Christian, he puts his toilet paper on the roll on, and he's an under. If you know what I mean by that, he does it the wrong way. For me, when you put the toilet paper on the roll, it should go over.
Oh, like, you're saying that the toilet paper, like, the bit that you grab should be closest to you and not the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, over the top. Yeah.
Man, it must fucking hurt to be so wrong all the time. Do you scrunch or fold?
I'm a folder. Oh, you're a scruncher. Oh, God.
I feel like the more we do these podcasts, the more things I learn about you I don't like.
I don't even know what to say to that. Look, if I'm going to be honest with you, I changed. I used to be a scruncher.
I used to be a folder.
So, who kicked you in the head? You must have been a real good fucking kick. Anyway, that's fine. It's fine. I think I got my point across. I love chess, by the way.
Yeah, me too. We should play chess together.
Well, would it be playing, or would it just be me flogging you? Probably just flogging you. Anyway, yeah.
That's fucking presumptuous.
I'm pretty cocky with it.
Feel mighty fine when I knock you off that fucking high horse.
What's going on, everyone? Caleb here.
Hi, I'm Christina. I shaved my beard.
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Yeah, tell me about the decision to shave your beard, Christian. Or Christina.
No, it's Christian. No, there's one in my bedroom. Every fucking night. I don't know if I'm imagining it at this point. Like, I slap the fuck out of myself. I wait for the cunt to get, like, near my head, and I'm just like, whap-boom!
The best part is we are trying to get to sleep. You see this? And it just keeps going.
Yeah. Because you can hear it coming too, and then it gets near your ear, and you're just like, I'm going to kill someone.
Yeah, yeah. Although it really gets loud, and then it stops all of a sudden. And you go, it's landed. I'm going to get it. You slap yourself in the face, and you... like, fucks up, and you're like, fuck!
Yeah. Comes up, and we're just like, okay, we'll do it tomorrow then. Mm-hmm. And so we had that shit happen yesterday, obviously. And we had like this whole like shit talk thing where we were like, oh yeah, Star Wars, what's your favorite movie? And I just couldn't be fucked. Like, one, I'm sick. Two, Caleb's fucking wrong. Three, it's just, oh, I'm sick. I'm just going to be such a cunt.
How is that different from any other week?
I give him a shout out, Ash, or he's AMP on Spotify. He's got some music on Spotify. Go and check that out. He's an indie Brisbane artist.
Is that? Didn't you help with one of the songs?
Yeah, I've drummed on a few of his tracks.
I think I Stand Tall.
Yeah, Stand Tall. Yeah, yeah. It's probably one of his biggest singles.
I've got that on my iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I might put it in the podcast playlist and just see if I can get him a few more streams. He'll appreciate that. It's a good song, though. Yeah, yeah, I drummed on that for him. But he taught me a lot in regards to music theory and just reading music. And it's one of those things where you think, oh, it's very complicated looking from the outside. But once you get taught it or you get shown the tricks, It's quite easy. Yeah, there's a lot of simpleness to it, I guess. It's not even a word, simpleness.
I'm a simpleton.
I've already talked about The Offspring. We've already talked about The Offspring and how much I love The Offspring.
Mm.
Days Go By album. Again, that awesome album. Just all the songs from that. Love them. Anyway, there's a song on the album called Turning Into You. Mm. And that whole song is, it just talks about, it's very clear. It talks about how you're trying to be someone that you're not.
I've got three songs.
Yeah, three songs. To give you an idea for another one like you did for me before.
It was just like, you said something, it was just like, boom.
Bang.
Song. Yeah. Like, fuck.
Yeah. That's what happened to me. That's how I remembered this song. That did sound like it hurt. That was a big slap.
Yeah, that was the wrong hand to be slapping.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's wrong with that hand?
Wanker's cramp.
Shit.
No delay on that either.
No, well done. It's just perfect. Being yourself.
Good in you.
We're the same size. Height. That's tripped me up. Well done. well done. You got me there.
Who gives a fuck what other people think? Right. There's always going to be someone out there who's not going to like the way you look, the way you talk, the things that make you happy. But there's going to be just as many people out there that have the exact same fucking interests as you.
Exactly. And they're the people that you're going to be making connections with. You know, that's going to be fulfilling. And that's going to help, you know, help fulfill your life. Gives you the ability to live with that authenticity. So
you get needles in your butt, but I'll give you a hint. Getting your butt tattooed is not very nice.
That wouldn't feel very nice.
No.
You got a tattoo on your butt, don't you?
Yeah. It's your name.
My name. I'd say. Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day, actually. Not your name, but your name.
My name.
So, like, get that one I've got on my butt blacked out, and then literally get the words, your name. I thought that was cool. Because then they were like, so yeah, I got a tattoo on my butt. It's like, oh, what is this? Like, your name.
They're like, what? My name? Yeah, your name.
I've got your name. How cool is that, right?
Yeah. It's funny. As your main line, which will be like, you know, a little bit higher or in that mid range. The easiest way to go about that now is actually, doing an auto tune. Or pitch shifting. Hmm. So for when a lot of metal music and rock music, when you hear the harmonies, all they're doing is taking the vocal track, dropping it into another track, and then pitch shifting that whole track down to the lower vocal harmony or the higher,
bullshit.
And then blending it. So when you do a full pitch change like that, because the vibrato is changing so abruptly, if you were just listening to that by itself, yeah, it would sound super robotic and super computerized. But when they blend it in with the main vocal, you get the harmony sound.
Dude. You know how many times I had to, like, record vocals for Iron Wizard because we wanted, like, heavier sections where it was like, we're going to triple layer these vocals. So then you've got to go back and record, like, you know, the chorus, for example, you'd record the chorus how you normally sing it.
Yep.
And then you'd go back and be like, right, we're going to re-record this.
Yep.
Except now you're going to do a high range scream for it. And then it's like, cool, that sounds good, but we need some lows for it. So now you're going to go back and re-record the exact same fucking thing in your low gutturals. And it's like, yeah, sick, just what I wanted to do. I wanted to sing the same fucking chorus three times in a row. And that's provided you got it right those three fucking times.
Yep.
Because chances are you're not.
Nope.
You can get attacked by any animal.
You can. You absolutely can. And I would
if it was any animal and I got attacked by one, I wouldn't be able to like that animal, I don't think.
I got attacked by magpies a lot growing up. I don't hate all birds.
Oh, everyone hates magpies.
Magpies are fuckwits. If you're not an Australian,
yeah, you wouldn't know. Magpies are like
suicide bombers.
Yeah, you can't compare them to any other bird.
Suicide bombers of the animal kingdom.
Pains in the ass. You just strolling along, going for a perfectly nice walk on a perfect day, minding your own business, and this magpie decides to come down and stick its beak in the top of your head. And
make a fuck ton of noise and flap its wings in your ears. Like,
yeah.
It's a terrifying experience.
Yeah, that is a terrifying experience. Should that like when the beak like clicks or like it like snaps and that's a weird sound. It's a scary sound.
Yeah, I used to think it was hilarious watching people get swooped by magpies until I got swooped for the first time. And it was fucking terrible. Like, I vividly remember it. I was at the beach. So back in Bundy, there's this place called Moorpark Beach. And we'd go there like regularly. And we were there with another family. And we'd been down on the beach and we're going back to like the picnic area. And I said to one of the other kids, I was like, oh, I'll race you back to the picnic area. Mm-hmm. And I was like 6 years older than this kid. So like, I was going to smash him like hands down. And so I did. I like took off and like just was like, yeah, look at me go. I'm fucking amazing. And this magpie just came out of nowhere and just swooped the shit. Like, I like freaked out. I was like laying on the ground, hands over my head, just like screaming. And
So there you go.
It passed the word on to all of its friends too, because from then on, like, they just relentlessly swoop the shit out of me and I just cry every time.
We've got signs that go up in Australia.
Like magpie season.
Yeah. We've got fully fledged signs that go up on, like, I don't know, lampposts.
Yeah.
Things like that. When you're walking through different, like, park areas, there will be a big sign saying, magpies swoop here. And I'd say a lot of people decide not to walk through there if they see that sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to fucking fight back.
No.
They're protected.
They are very much protected.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But anyway. That guess my fart trend on Insta and TikTok. Fucking love those.
Have you seen that? I have not seen that.
No.
I would guess your fart.
Yeah, You're kidding. it's normally like couples, right? And they're like, what? One of like the person holding the camera will like walk up to their partner and be like, Caleb, guess my fart. And they've got like a couple of seconds to like recreate what they think the fart's going to sound like. And that's so it's like, you know, they're like, and then like, you know, they actually, the person doing the fart, sometimes they get it right and they sound exactly like the person that they're guessing. Like, it's what fucking amazing.
What are we coming to? But like,
oh, that's the best thing that society's brought out in ages.
I don't really count Friday as a weekend. That's a part of the weekend.
Weekend starts when you knock off Friday.
I disagree.
Well, you're wrong.
Weekend starts Saturday morning.
No, the weekend starts when you knock off Friday.
Friday's a part of the working day.
You're wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm probably wrong. I could be wrong, but it's just, I don't count it as a weekend. It's part of the weekend. I count the 2 days. That's it. So
Friday night's part of the weekend.
Okay. Novelties like, you know, other streaming platforms and things like that. You know, I used to have a fair chunk of those streaming platforms. They take up a whole chunk of money. And you might like, you know, when I had all of them, you know, you got Netflix, you know, there's Binge, Amazon, you know, Crunchyroll, there's Disney Plus, Stan. I think I've already said Netflix, but, you know, so many. And if you've got a vast majority of those, that's a big chunk of cash, like, each month. It is.
Nothing.
I could.
Gotta be a dick.
Oh, You can be a dick if you like. Nothing stopped you before.
I was going to ask you how much your Pornhub subscription costed you.
My Pornhub subscription. Not enough
Speaking
to make me dick. Not enough to make me cut it out. There's a big stress, you know, not knowing when the next amount of money is going to come in. How long do I have to sit on this before I'm going to get more money? Can I pay for this bill now? All that sort of thing. What? What did I say there that was...
How long am I going to have to sit on this before I get more money?
You go away for us. You pump the shit out of your music on the way to work, right? Like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Like it's at max volume.
Yeah,
I'm the same. I roll into work, like windows down, music going hard at like 4:30 in the morning. I don't give a shit. Yeah, love it. Yeah.
Worst part is like when you're cranking it on the way home, and then you get up in the morning and you turn the car on, and it's just like all of a sudden you're getting absolutely ear raped by death metal. And he's like, good morning, neighbors.
Usually wait till I turn the first corner and then goes right up. Once I'm on the main road.
Once I leave the driveway.
Very good.
You should fucking know. Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. Give it a lick. Ooh, it tastes just like raisins. It's a fucking amazing song.
Oh,
it was a Flash song back in the day, wasn't it? The old Adobe Flash player. That's taking us back, isn't it?
It's back in the day.
Remember that one?
Badger Badger Mushroom. Oh, that sounds familiar.
Badger 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 Mushroom Mushroom.
Oh, yeah. Showing your age there, mate. The good old days.
Back when no one knew what meat spin was. Don't look it up, please don't.
Yeah, please. Yeah. We all fell for that back in high school. You know.
I got a story about that.
Go on, then.
This is back when internet was so fucking slow, everything was tedious to load, right? So one of the guys that I was gaming with sent me the link, and I was like, okay, yeah, cool. So I clicked on it, and I think I was playing World of Warcraft at the time. And I was just like plodding away, and the song's going, it's like, you spin me right round. But I was like, fuck yeah, I love this song. So I'm just like jamming to this song in the background. I was like, fuck yeah. You know, playing a bit of World of Warcraft with the song going, because it was on loop, so it just didn't stop. And I was just like, oh, I was like, that's right. You know, he sent me a link, so I like alt-tabbed out, and it's just, I've just been jamming to this song for like half an hour. Fuck yeah, I love this song. And then just, boom, I was like, me. Because it had a spin counter as well, like how many spins you'd gone through. And yeah, I'd gone through a lot of spins. No, it's dinner.
You know.
Tea is a beverage.
Tea is a beverage. But tea is also a meal.
Oh.
It's an umbrella term for several different meals consisting of food accompanied by tea.
No. Yeah. It's dinner.
So what about high tea?
That's different altogether. It's not dinner, is it? High tea is not dinner.
Well, no, it's not. But it's food.
No.
And tea.
No.
So
no.
That's where it comes from. So when you say
no
tea, it's like you're eating food, usually with tea. It's an English term. Well, it is.
The whole thing was Caleb said he was going to eat some tea.
Yeah, it's
good. And it was referring to dinner. You're not. No, tea is.
Just another word for dinner.
No, it's fucking not.
It really is. We want to get to the bottom of this, so can someone please tell Christian that he's wrong? Put it in the YouTube comments.
I'm going to group chat the shit out of this later.
they always back you up.
Yeah, because I'm always fucking right.
Everyone.
Howdy.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Today I am very glad to introduce Papa Smurf to the podcast. Very glad to have you here. It's Smurfette. Well, very glad to have you here nonetheless. What's been happening this week? Talk us through the hair. Spontaneous decision. You don't have to go into mega detail,
Well, it's probably not the worst thing to go into, really. Like, it's the basic white girl approach to mental health breakdown 101. Decided to fuck with my hair. So here we are.
This week, first of all, welcome to the Pain in the Head podcast. I've already said that, but if you're listening to the first time, we go over mental health topics. We have a chat to each other, talk a lot of different shit, and then talk about some music as well. So that's kind of what we do. Poo for Tuesday.
$2 pots.
Yeah. Yep.
Not anymore. I don't know if anyone does $2 pots on Tuesdays anymore. I feel like that's a really old thing that I used to partake in.
Think of the past. You can't get anything for $2 these days.
No. Thursday nights was like $5 jugs.
$5 jugs,
man. I spewed in a lot of gardens.
Yeah, okay.
At the one place. The Queenie, man. The Queenslander used to do $2 pots on Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights was $5 jugs. So it was like Trashy Tuesday and Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, Trashy Tuesday, yeah. I guess
I wish I wasn't here.
This is really
No, like in South Australia.
I took that the wrong way.
It's a thought.
We got blue hair instead. I'm happy with that.
Fuck.
I'd feel so guilty. Yeah.
That's going to be a reel, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Except for you, Grandma. Don't comment again. You're wrong.
That was amazing. Very, very much appreciated that comment. Well, you know, it's always nice to be right.
The fucking disrespect. The disrespect. Like, you should have just agreed with me because I'm your grandson. Your only grandson. Your first grandchild.
Well, you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
The Pain in the Head podcast. Been chatting about the struggles of quitting vaping. Recently, laws have come in and we can't vape anymore. it's not good. You know, perfect cue here. We've done an addictions episode. If you're out there and you're struggling, have a listen, have a watch to our additions episode.
Shut the fuck up, Caleb. Fuck you. This is bullshit. Look, all right, I cracked the shits today and I fucking yeeted my vape. All right? I fucking yeeted it. I was just like, I've been thinking about quitting for a couple of weeks. You know, I quit smoking. I was just vaping. And I was just like, I'm going to quit. And then the new laws came in and, you know, they're not going to be selling all the nice flavors and you got to go to a chemist and all this sort of fucking hoo-ha. It's like, fuck you, stupid government. Like, just fuck you. It's like, you don't have to buy cigarettes at a chemist, so why do you have to go buy fucking vapes at a chemist? Like, just piss off, you fucking wankers. As you can tell, I quit today. And I'm really fucking struggling. Because I cracked a fucking tanty and just yeeted my vape. And it took about an hour before it to kick in, where I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to hit my vape. Oh, wait, no, I can't hit it because it's not there. And then a couple of minutes later, I was like, oh, I'm going to hit my vape. No, you're not. And that's my life for the rest of the fucking afternoon, because here we are on a Tuesday afternoon. We went for the hat trick. We got it. And, you know, for the last 2.5, 3 hours, I have just been fucking gagging for a vape. And threw a tanty.
Were you stressed? Is that why you threw the tanty? That's a great word.
Tanty.
Yeah. Oh, I love that word.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's a fantastic
word.
You can
use it so, like, you use it really, like, fucking obnoxiously too. It's like, oh, you're having a little tanty. And really fucking see someone just crack off. Just
Bored! Mislead the fuck out of you. Make you think, like, we're going to talk about something and talk about something else.
Here to talk about mental health, and then we'd talk a lot of shit and food and literal poop and then a little bit of smattering of fucking mental health over the top of it. I can.
You'd hate fucking with me.
Oh, I'd fucking throttle you. I already know it. I already know it. I wouldn't let you drive.
Tyler can't stand it. If we go to the shops or somewhere like that, or anywhere with a big parking lot, I park the furthest park away. I'm already stressed. I park as far as I can away from everyone else, which is obviously away from the entrance because everyone likes to park right at the entrance. So I park well and truly away from everyone else. So I do that anyway. It helps me not be stressed. I hate being, like, so compact with everyone else. That gives me stress and anxiety, being so close to everyone else. No, you know, you're not grinds my gears. I'll do that at the shops. I'll park.
And then, like, someone parks next to
you. Like, right on top of me, too. There'll be, like, 10 parks either side of me, and this fuckhead will park right next to me.
Nice.
Yeah, really, that really winds me up. You're in a better mood. You got a lot more sleep last night, didn't you, from what you were telling me? Mm, you tried, yeah. Anyway.
Mm. Yeah, no, I got a lot more sleep than I normally would. I still wake up tired, though. Fuck you.
Yeah, one of these things takes a while to get used to.
Yeah, my body was like, well, you've had your 4 hours, better wake up. And I like, looked at the clock, and it was 1:30 in the morning. I was like, fuck. No, not yet.
And not happening.
Still got 2 hours to go, yeah. Come on. And then I woke up completely rat shit, so that was great.
Yeah, and now, you know, you're starting to go to bed early, trying to get some more sleep, and now some new games are coming out, and we're not going to fucking go to bed tonight. So it's just, that's just going out the window. You're only at day two.
I've been going to bed reasonably well this whole week, to be honest. Like, not super late. I think there might have been one night there where I stayed up, but for the most part, I've been a good kid.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. Eating all your broccoli. No. Oh, broccoli or broccoli?
Broccoli.
You say broccoli?
I've never heard anyone say broccoli.
You haven't heard anyone say broccoli?
Surprised they don't say it down here. Everything's fucking fancy. It's dance and plants.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question and can you answer it, please? Oh, you can't give me the fucking answer. Do you want this plant and do you want to go on a dance?
That sounds like Queensland. It's making me feel right at home here.
Yeah. I feel like such a bogan sometimes when they talk like that around me, because it's just like, I'm just waiting for an answer, and I'm just like, I'm just waiting to hear back from old mate.
I'm just going down to the survey.
Yeah.
It's my favourite.
Just going down the servo to grab a pie and a Coke.
Sauce roll.
Sauce roll, yeah. A bit of dead horse on it.
Yeah, a bit of dead horse. Fucking hell. For our overseas listeners. What the fuck? Dead horse. We are referred to tomato sauce with ketchup for a lot of people as well.
Ketchup. Shit?
We refer to tomato sauce as dead horse. It's very Australian slang way of saying tomato sauce.
Colloquial term. Anyway.
Anyway, it's always dead horse. Forever will be dead horse to me. Oh, we need to speak about that's right, because we had already recorded the episode before this was even a thing. Oh my god. I need to find that link.
Yeah, I sent the picture, didn't I? Oops, sorry. No longer muted.
Top Reddit that comes up when you search, like, once human music.
Abyss top Oracle.
Reddit, Abyss Oracle. Is that the radio station?
Probably explain. We're talking about the sound. We've been playing Once Human, and there's radio stations in-game. Like, you know, if you play Grand Theft Auto or shit like that, you know what we're talking about. But there's radio stations, and there's a station called Abyss Oracle, and it plays alternative music. Some songs, like... Either way, fucking slaps. Slaps way harder than it should. Was not expecting it. Turned the radio on. I was like, I wonder if there's like a metal kind of channel. And then fucking there it is. And I was just like, ooh, it is fucking hard. And then Caleb started playing the game and was like, fuck yeah, it just hits real hard. Oh, sorry, how's he go? Oh, fuck yeah, this fucking slaps, eh?
Are you trying to impersonate me?
Yeah.
He thinks he does a good job of impersonating me or trying to sound like me. I just think it's hilarious.
I know for a fact that I have impersonated you like perfectly at times because I've had other people listen to it and go, yeah, that's Caleb.
Go and check out the new album because it's fucking awesome. Last thing from me, I may as well finish myself off and then... Fuck. That's going to be a clip. Very, very cool. Did you know, if you give a man a jumper, he'll be warm for a short period of time, but if you set him on fire, he'll be warm for the rest of his life. I'm going to keep it near with these dad jokes. They're fucking amazing. You should like these. You're more into the dark jokes, though, I think.
No, I love a good dad joke, but they've got to be good. That's the problem.
They're not supposed to be good.
Did you know that diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes.
Yeah. See, that one good. Cracked you up.
That's good.
Yeah, because it involves poop.
Do lots of the laughing. Laughing?
Laughing.
Laughing?
I like that. Laughing. Hot.
I like to hot. Fuck off, dickhead. I'm never going to live it down.
No, never. How cold it is, you don't just jump straight in. You jump straight in, don't you? You're one of those people. You do, don't you?
No, I like my bodily functions to be working at, you know, optimal efficiency. I don't want to jump in and like break a body part.
Yeah,
quite so paranoid about that actually.
Breaking a bone.
No, like diving into like water and stuff. Like I'll always like when I was growing up, we'd go swimming in the river. Like I'd always let my cousins go first.
Yeah, well.
Like you fucking jump in first.
Yeah, no, stuff that. You check the bottom. Check the depth.
Check your bottom.
Mm.
Did I tell you that my grief counselor passed away?
Oh, I've heard this one. Yeah.
Fuck you! He was so good I didn't even care.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's a good one. That was a good one.
Before Wes said, don't look it up.
But now here we are.
Now we've changed our mind.
Fuck it. Fuck around and find out. Viewer discretion advised. My song is No Cock Like Horse Cock by Pepper Coyote. And it's from, I think it's called Tales from the Wasteland album. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a guy singing about really enjoying horse length dildos.
It's going on the playlist.
Yeah, it's great. It just, yeah, it's funny. I can't listen to it without smiling. So
no, it cheers you up.
It's a good song too. Like it's catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really well done, and that's great. I love, like, a really well-produced, like, catchy song. You know, fuck yeah. It's the same as, like, the OCT stuff, like Dim Sum Paradise and Don't Touch My Clogs. Like, they're comedy songs, but really fucking well done.
Really well done.
I don't feel good. So I went out the front of the venue and proceeded to just blow chunks. I was sitting in the gutter just blowing chunks. I had my legs spread. I was just like, bah! And then I just, like, someone walked past and like, you okay? And I was like, nah. I was like, get Gumby. I'm not good. And I just, boom, on my back. I had like all my shirt completely undone. And I'm just like laying on the fucking sidewalk, just a pile of like vomit between my legs in the gutter. And Gumby, who I've mentioned before, is a brother to me. He came out. And so they call me Spoon. That's my name back in Queensland. And he just looks at me and he goes, you all right, Spoon?
No.
No. He pulls his phone out. Ka-ching. Takes a photo. That photo has been photoshopped into so many different pictures now. It's amazing. I don't regret it. I regret missing like half the set because I was passed out outside, but just the joy that's come from that photo, that one photo. I think I've sent it to you before. There's like I've been edited into like there's like a bunch of horses running down the beach and I'm like sitting on one of them. And I'm just like, and there's like a ballet class and there's me. It's great. I love it. Got an eye infection from Soundwave. Does that count? This dude was like windmill headbanging in the mosh pit next to me. He had like hair like halfway down his back. And because it was like in the middle of the day, we were all dripping sweat. It like come up and like whipped me in the eye. And by the end of the Soundwave, like my eye was like swollen shut and irritated. Like my eyes are burning thinking about it.
Yeah, well. Horrible.